Brachas Malicha, Shir 11, Simen Samachtas, Sif Yudches. In the last year, we discussed that meat must be salted in a kli menukav. And then we discussed if meat is salted in a kli she'en a menukav, what's the din of the kli? Now, in this year, we'll discuss what's the din of the meat if it was salted in a kli she'en a menukav. So now, the Torah brings two basic machlokesim, two basic arguments, on what's the din of the meat. The first discussion is how much of the meat becomes usur. What happens is that if the meat is salted in a kli she'en a menukav, the blood of the meat will come out and go into the kli, and now the meat will be sitting in seir. So now, the question is, how much of the meat is usur? Is only the part of the meat that's in the seir usur? Or is even the part of the meat that's out of the tzir become usur? That's one machlokes. The second machlokes is how long it takes for the meat to become usur. So we'll see the shitos of each two of these machlokes in, and we'll see that it will end up being four shitos. So on the first machlokes of how much of the piece of meat becomes usur, the Torah brings a machlokes between the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rosh. So the Beis Yosef explains the machlokes at length. First, he brings the Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rabbeinu Peretz holds that even the part that's above the tzir becomes usur. So the Mordechai brings the Rabbeinu Peretz, and he says there are those that want to argue on Rabbeinu Peretz, but they lematzu yedeim v'ragleihim b'beis hamedrash. They could not find their hands and feet in the Beis Medrash. This is an expression meaning that they were not able to prove their point, those that argue on Rabbeinu Peretz. The reasoning of Rabbeinu Peretz is that the blood in the top half of the meat will move within the piece of meat, and since the bottom half is sitting in seir, it will not be able to go out completely, and therefore we'll have a scenario of dam shapirish m'makom l'makom inside the meat. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rosh, though, argues on Rabbeinu Peretz, and says, why shouldn't the blood come out of the top half? He brings the question that what would be a case where I salted half a piece of meat? We've learned that I can go and salt a piece of meat afterwards, and the side that has not been salted yet will come out. Why don't we say, if we, according to those that hold, that salting a piece of meat on one side does not take out all the blood from the other side, why don't we say that since half the piece of meat is not being salted, it will prevent the side that's being salted from going out? And see, we don't say such a thing. In this case also, just because half of it's in the tzir, it should not prevent the blood from coming out of the side that's out of the tzir. And then he says, "Omihu hanavi, who is the prophet to say shepirishim makom lamakom ve'eni yotzei lagamri, that the blood moves from place to place and does not go out completely? Ein elu ela divrei nevius. This is only prophecy lahashchitz mamonim shel Yisrael, to destroy the money of Yisrael." He says very strongly that those in Aser are needlessly wasting the money of the Bnei Yisrael. And then Shuvah, similarly, he says, Ki ha-Torah chosel mamonim shel Yisrael. The Torah is very worried about the property of the Jewish people, as we find by a Metzorah. By the Metzorah, it says that anything in the house of a Metzorah becomes Tameh. So before the Kohen goes into the house to see if it becomes a Metzorah, he tells the owner of the house to remove all the items in the house. And the Mephoshim explain that why does he have to tell him to remove all the items in the house? If it's a wood kli or a metal kli, you could put it in the mikveh afterwards, and it becomes a kohen tar. So why does he have to take it out? The Torah is worried about a kli cheres. A kli cheres cannot be totaled in the mikveh. It remains tummy forever. And for the kli cheres, the Torah says you should remove it from the house. And a kli cheres is not usually an expensive kli. So we see that even for things that are not so expensive, the Torah is worried that it will become tameh. And therefore, since in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, people did not want to use kelim that were tameh, because it would make them tameh. And these kelim, even though they're worth a lot of money, the Torah says take them out of the house in order that it should not become tameh for the Metzorah. So we see that the Torah is worried about the money, the property of Yidden. So over here too, the Rosh wants to say that the blood comes out of the top half of the meat, and it's needlessly being machmer on the money of the Yisrael. The question on the Rosh, though, is that we've already learned in Sif Yud Aleph that the Prima Gordim says that according to the Rosh, even dam shepirush makom makom inside the meat is still mutter. The only time the Rosh asks meat that's parish makom makom is if it happened during the life of the animal, between the shechita and the animal dying. But over here, since it's pirush la'achar misa, the dam is pirush makom makom after the animal dies, according to the Rosh, it's mutter. So why does the Rosh have to say that all the blood comes out? Even if all the blood does not come out, it's still mutter. So the Prichodesh in the Siman Samach Zayin, Sifkot and Beis, asks this question, and says that the Rosh is only going according to the words of Rabbeinu Peretz, according to Rabbeinu Peretz that you hold. The Dam Shapir, Shemakom Lamakom is Aser, still in this case it should be Mutter, because the salt will remove the blood completely. That's how the Prichodesh answers. However, the Sif Sida says, in Siman Samach Zayin, Sifkot and Dalid, very simply, that according to the Rosh, it's true that dam shapir shel makom lamakom is mutter, and I could eat the meat the way it is. However, salting will not remove the blood that's pirush makom lamakom, and therefore I would not be able to cook the meat. And if I want to cook the meat, I have to salt it. And if I cook the meat, this blood will come out and aser the meat. And therefore, unless we say that all the blood came out from the top half of the meat, I would not be able to cook the meat. The reason that the bottom half is aser, according to the Rosh, is because we say kovush kamavushal. As we've previously learned, that seer can pickle quickly. In sheer sheyitno mayim al ha'esh v'yaschol her siach. The time it takes for that amount of water to boil on the fire. So that's the time it takes to pickle. And since kovush kamavushal, the bottom half is like it's cooked, and therefore it will be aser. We see another thing, that kavush b'tzir is also stronger than kavush in water. The kavush in water, we learned that you can roast it. Over here, even roasting won't help. So we see the kavush b'tzir, besides that it pickles quicker, it's also stronger in the fact that roasting will not help in this case. That's the opinion of the Rosh. Then the Beis Yosef brings the Rosh, but the Rosh agrees to the Rosh. The Rashba adds that even if the meat is shomein, if it's fatty, the part above the tzir won't become aser. This is because since the blood will not go up into the part above the tzir, therefore the shuman, the fat, will not bring the blood above the tzir. This is the concept of Ein ha-neser yochal le-eser yoyser min ha-eser, that we had before in Siftes. The Rashba brings two proofs to this. One proof is that if we say that something that becomes aser will aser more than the thing that asered it, so any piece of meat that's salted, since the salt is now aser because of the dam that's absorbed in the salt, it should go ahead and aser the meat, since the salt has an effect on the whole meat. Therefore, we have to say that since the blood will not go back in, the salt will not cause the blood to go back in. Another proof is from something that's aser a klipa. If we say that the neser can go further than the oyser, so one klipa should aser the next klipa, and so forth, and therefore anything that becomes aser a klipa should aser the whole piece. Therefore, the Rashba says that that which becomes aser will not aser further than the thing that made it aser. That's one machlikus between the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Peretz. The next topic is how long it takes for the piece to become aser. So here, the Torah brings three opinions. The first opinion is the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it becomes aser right away. The Rashba explains the reason of Rabbeinu Tam is because the salt will cause some of the blood to come out, and the blood now, since it's salty, will immediately go back in and aser the piece. That's the third reason that we've had so far. So far we have Dam Shapir Shem Makom Makom. That's the reason of Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rosh holds Kavush Kamavushal. And now we have a third reason of the Rabbeinu Tam, that the salt will cause some of the blood to go out and will immediately go back in. The next opinion and how long it takes for the meat to become aser is the Rav Yehuda from Batzaloni, that holds that it takes Shir Malicha. So the Drisha explains what's the reason of the Ri of Batzaloni. Because after Shir Malicha, then all the blood already comes out, then the blood will go back in. And since it doesn't have any more blood, we don't say kubolakach poltoi. Quantity of atzoloni, even if meat is salted in a klisha and a manukav, this blood will go out, and we only have to be worried that after shemalicha, this blood will go back in. There's also a run the Beis Yosef brings previously in Sifte Zayin that holds that there's no problem of putting a piece of meat into a klisha and a manukav until after the blood comes out. Because if you put it in the klisha and a manukav before all the blood comes out, even if some blood does get absorbed, could re-salt it in the klisha and a manukav, and when the rest of the blood comes out, it will take out the blood that is absorbed in the klisha and a manukav. This opinion is not lahalocha. That's the opinion of the real Bartzaloni. The third opinion in how long it takes for the piece to become maser is the Rosh. The Rosh holds an in-between shita of the shir sheyitnu mayim al ha'esh v'yatchal ha'siach. This is the shir of Kvisha Betzir. Since the Rosh holds the reason is Kvisha Betzir, therefore it will take the amount of time of Kvisha Betzir, which is the time it takes for water to heat up on the fire. This lemaisa is between 6 and 18 minutes. So what comes out is we have three different times it takes for the meat to become asur and klisha and manukav, and four different reasons. The reason of the Rosh, Kavish Vitzir, the reason of the Rabbeinu Peretz, Dam Shapirish and Mokom and Mokom, the reason of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Dam will go out and immediately go back in, and the reason of the real Bartzaloni, that after the Melech is finished, then the blood will go into the meat. That's the Torah and the Beis Yosef. Now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Ches, Basar shenimlach b'kli she'ena menukav, meat that's salted in a kli she'ena menukav, in a kli in a utensil that does not have holes, v'shoboy kishir sheyitnu mayim av ha'esh v'yaschel leharsiach, and you leave it there the amount of time it takes for the water to heat up on a fire and get hot, which is the shita of the Rosh, kol mashim imenu b'tzir asur le'echloi, anything that's in the tzir is usher to eat, afilu tzli, even roasted, because as we said, kovish b'tzir is worse than kovish b'mayim, b'chelek ha'chaticha shechutz le'tzir, the part of the piece of meat that's above the tzir, eina usher mimenu elaka de klipa, it's only usher a klipa. This we'll see later in Siman Ayin, is a machlekes between the Shach and Minchas Yaakov, why the klipa is asur. The Shach holds that the blood will go up a klipa, and the Mechas Yaakov holds the reason it's asur a klipa is because e efshar letzamtem. It's impossible to be exact, to cut off exactly with the level of the tzir, and therefore we have to cut off a klipa more. We'll see the nafkamina when we get to Siman Ayin. The Mechaber says, "Vafilu miyesh b'shuman, even if this shuman, even if the piece of meat is fatty, still it won't go up and asur the part of the meat that's above the tzir." Then the Ramah says, "V'yesh oisrim kol hachaticha." Those that answer the whole piece of meat, afilu mashachutz tzir, even what's above the tzir, that's one machlekes, that the Ramah answers even what's above the tzir, afilu lenimlach rak ma'at kederech shemolchan letzli, and even if it was only salted a little bit, like the amount we do before roasting. Before roasting, the din is, we're supposed to salt the meat a little bit. So the Ramah says, even that amount of salting will answer the piece of meat. This is the second machlekes, even though it's not mafush in the Mechaber, the Shach says in Sif Katan Ayin Aleph, "V'shir malicha mashma daite b'Beis Yosef tahainu she'ein ne'echal machmas molchoi." You have to salt it enough that you cannot eat it because of this salt. "V'hainu ke'ein malicha l'gdeva." This is the amount of salt we use normally to salt meat, which is much more than malicha l'tzli. So that's the second machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the third machlekes is v'afilu loishor shir malicha, rak ma'at at shenera tzir b'kli, even if it was only salted a little bit, that is tzir in the kli, the Ramah holds that it would be asur, as opposed to the Mechaber, who says you have to leave it there the amount, sheyitnu mayim ala esh v'yascha leha siach. The Ramah continues, v'chein noyegen v'ein l'shanois, this is the minig, you should not change it, u'mikol mokim einoy osur rak oisa chaticha hamunechas lamata b'kli. The only piece that's asur is the one that's in the on the bottom of the kli, v'negas v'tzir, and touches the tzir. Now, v'shach haticha shaleha, the pieces that are on top of this piece that's in the tzir, and are not at all in the tzir, hanem lochem ima, will tell us those pieces are, which are salted together with it, are mutter, v'hochi nog, and that is the minig. Now, let's see the Taz, Sif Katan Mem Dalad. The Taz says, V'yesh oisim kol achaticha. D'ha iser mishum dam shebesoichoi. The iser is because of the blood inside the meat. Shapirushim emakom lamakom. That moves from place to place inside the meat. V'loi haya loi makom. Losses, and there's no place for it to go out, v'shub ena yotzei apilu yaldei tzlia, and won't go out afterwards even through roasting. That's the reason of the Ramah. Ken kasa v'isir v'hetu oroch, v'tam ha'isir mevuer oid sham. The reason of the isir is because the adam ena poilet klalat stodim. Dam doesn't go out to the sides, it only goes down. Rak lamata, it only goes down. V'chein pasuk v'shal l'chomo. And so how the v'shal pasuk l'chomo, that since the blood will only go down, and will get stuffed up by the piece of meat in the tzir, therefore the part above the tzir will be usher because it's pishul makom l'makom. So the Shem Taz continues, Ach kosav de niveloi im nis'arev b'cheiros, if this piece of meat gets mixed up with other pieces of meat, v'lei danalei, and you don't know which is which, this piece of meat that was salted in the klishe and menukav gets mixed up with other pieces of meat, afidu chad betrei bottle, it's bottle chad betrei, and you don't need 60. The me'achon demidoi reise in kan iser. The chad betray bottle oilom midor raisa chad betray is bottle. We only need 60 midor bonon. Elishem midor bonon oisur at shishim bebishul kadayhem harash bebharash shemekilam lahatir lochol hapachas pechichai gavno ad kal nashoinei. We can be semach on the rash ben harash that I'm makel, and therefore it will be bottle chad betray. So the Mubin explains that over here he's talking about if I cut off the top of hair for the meat, the bottom hair for the meat everyone holds is aser. So since he says the Rolang of the Rashba and the Rosh that matter, they only matter the top half of the meat that was above the tzir. So if I cut off the piece of meat above the tzir and that gets mixed up with other two pieces of kosher meat, then it will be mutter. Then he brings a Maisa, the Taz, or Maisa Babi Irenu, Shehinicha Isha Ovaz Shenimlach Vuhudach Al Ovaz Sheloi Nimlach. You took a duck that was salted and washed, and you put it on top of another duck that was not salted, and then you salted the top duck again a second time, and then the tzir that came out of the top piece went into the kli, which the bottom piece was sitting into, and the bottom piece sat in this tzir. Nearly, shebekazeh yesh lismach al harosh v'arashba v'loy le'eser rak mashemunach b'tzir. We only have to answer what's inside the tzir. V'loy havi ovoiz hatachtoina k'nimlach b'kli she'in menukav. We don't say that since the bottom piece is sitting in tzir, it's like it's being salted in the kli she'in menukav. Doha ein kan malicha klal. There's no salting here. Rak havi le din kovash b'tzir. It's only like it's kovash b'tzir, and therefore it only answers what's inside the tzir. Sheniska reish simen kuf hei, like we'll see in simen kuf hei, v'shom hevi ramo yesh makilem mashachus letzir. If a piece of unsalted meat sits in tzir, it only answers what's inside the tzir, and not what's above the tzir. Since it's not being salted, only when it's being salted is it part of that's above the tzir aser. So Nekusa Kasef asks on this Taz, that why is the part that's in the tzir aser? Since the top piece was salted already once and washed, so now what's coming out is mutter tzir. It's just moil, right? Mutter tzir, this aser tzir. Aser tzir is what comes out within shir malicha, which has blood in it, and then this is what comes out after shir malicha. Once it's washed, this tzir is mutter, it's just meat juices, and therefore the bottom piece should be a mutter. What's wrong with the bottom piece? So the Mishnah Zav explains that even though the tzir is mutter, it's only meat juices, but since it's salty, it has a din of kovush b'tzir, and it's like cooking, and it's like I cooked the bottom half of the piece of meat sitting in the tzir. And therefore, since it wasn't salted yet, it will be aser. Now let's discuss sifutes. Sifutes discusses what's known as chalita, placing the meat in boiling water after malicha. This is required according to the Rambam, and the Ran explains this at length. The Ran brings the Rambam that requires chalita, placing it for a moment directly into boiling water, and he asks what's the reason. So he says the reason is because malicha, we've already learned, a mi'ikar adin only has to be done for a sheer meal, which is Even according to the Rambam, it's only 24 minutes. And the Ran says, if you leave the salt on for after shir meal, you'll see that what comes out is even redder than what comes out before the shir meal. So we see there's still blood in the meat. Therefore, the Rambam requires chalita. What chalita does is it congeals the blood in the meat, and therefore it won't come out again if it's cooked. So the Ran says, according to the Rambam, why do we have to bother salting at all? Let's just do chalita. So the Ran answers, if we don't do malicha, the surface blood, before the boiling water gets a chance to work on the meat, the blood in the upper layer of the meat will answer the meat. Therefore, we have to do malicha to remove the blood from the upper layer of the meat, and then we can do chalita to congeal the blood that's inside the meat. The Ran, though, argues on the Rambam. The Ran brings a raya from the Gemara that even blood from veins will come out from malicha. So, certainly, the salting will take out the blood of the whole piece of meat. So, if that's the case, how do we answer the question that the juices that come out of the meat after shir meal is even redder than what comes out before shir meal? So he answers that Rabbanon knew that anything that's dam gomer, that's real blood, will come out during the first 18 minutes, and what comes out afterwards is just meichel, it's just red juice. So perhaps I'd like to explain this with a parable. I was painting the house the other day, and after painting, so I washed out the brushes and the roller. So the first time you wash it out, it comes out thick white paint. The second time you wash it out already, it's thin, but it will still cause the water to be completely white. But I would not call that paint, even though there's paint mixed in, but it's impossible to paint a house with the water that comes out in a second washing. Perhaps the first washing, the paint that comes out will do something, because it's thick a little bit. Maybe not much, but it might do something. But if you use what comes out in the second washing from the roller, you won't be able to do anything. You can paint with that all day long, and it won't do anything as white as it is. So perhaps similarly, we can say the same thing about blood. The salting, which takes out right away, is real blood. What comes out afterwards, even though you might say it has blood cells or similarities to blood, but Chazal said that this is not called blood. And therefore, what comes out after shir meal does not have the din of blood. This will be very again the next sif in the next shir. We'll discuss Maisa de Rashi. L'halacha, the Beis Yosef says that since most of the Rishonim argue on the Rambam, the halacha is like the Rishonim. However, Hecha de Efshir toiv lochosh ledivrei haRambam, where it's possible one should do like the Rambam, one should be machmeh and do chalita after malicha. The Deka Moshe though says, I never saw or heard anyone that was cheshish to do chalita. So you see, in the place where the Rama lived, in Poland, there was no one that did chalita. However, the Beis Yosef was cheshish to malicha. Let's see now the Machaber. Achar shenimlach habosar, after you salt the meat, v'hudach, and you wash it off, mutar litnoi afilu b'mayim she'enim loiskim. You can put it into water that's hot, even though it's not boiling. You don't have to first pour it in directly into boiling water. There are those that require you to put it directly into boiling water. This is the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam passes like the first opinion that chalita is not required. So Ashkenazim follow the Rambam and do not require chalita. What's the din according to Sfarim who follow the Machaber? So the Shach says, there are those who require to put it in boiling water, to congeal the blood inside the meat. Why does the Machaber bring the second svarah? Where it's possible one should do chalita. So the Shach is saying that according to the Machaber, one should do chalita. Das Rav, the das of the Rav, which is the Ramah, the Ein Lochosh Lekach, that one does not have to be worried about doing Chalita, Klal, Ukumavur, Medvarav, Viteris Chatas Soif, Klal Tezvav, Vatam, the Hoyel Sheshah, Shir Malicha, Kvar Yotze Kol Domoy. The reason is because once you did it Shir Malicha, all the blood came out, Umashi Yotze Achakach, Apo Peshuhu Adoim, what comes out afterwards, even though it's red, Eina Ela Moyel Be'almo, is only meat juices, but is not blood. Maisa the Alchad Yosef says that one does not have to be choshish for the Duchalita, since the Alchad Yosef's opinion generally is a Golik Stam, no matter what. However, the others that are Machmer, the Temonim, are known to follow the Rambam and do Chalita when possible. One more point is that the Aruch HaShulchan holds, if you salt meat for an hour, which is accepted thing to do today, then Chalita is not necessary, because by then all the blood comes out. That's also another thing that the Sfarim can rely on, even according to the Shach.